Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. Tony, LeBron joins us on today's show. You got anything special planned?
I'm Tony Kornheiser.
Oh, see?
How was that?
That wasn't bad for you, considering by the time the Cavaliers game start, you're usually asleep.
Yeah, I just didn't want to get it in my water. I'm glad I didn't do that.
Well, people cover the water at the scorer's table. You know that? You have to protect all your stuff because he gets the towel hot.
Yeah, that's great. My hands smell great, too. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, Hockey Upsets. The Dolphins dump Ted Ginn, and LeBron James joins us for 5 good minutes. But we begin today with our NBA playoff preview. The playoffs begin tomorrow afternoon, and I have 2 questions for you, Wilbon.
Okay.
1. Do you see any first-round upsets? And 2, if you don't, should we switch these early-round series back to 5 games at most?
I would switch back to best 3 of 5 anyway. I don't care whether the upsets or not. No, as you know, the NBA playoffs usually, and much more so than Major League Baseball, hockey, or basketball, they give you at least 1 of the 2 best teams, and very, very often both of the best teams, East and Western Conference. So, no, can I go by the number? Because then I'll give you maybe Boston losing to Miami. I think Dwayne Wade can do that. Mm. In the West, these teams are so, so similar, Tony. San Antonio beating Dallas would not surprise me, but would you call that an upset, even though the seeding suggests
it is? I think we both agree there's only 4 teams that can win this thing. In the West, there's Dallas and the Lakers. In the East, there's Orlando and Cleveland. That's it.
Phoenix, outside chance, conference championship, maybe no?
No. But let's get more to the point on this.
Okay.
What these playoffs lack in the early rounds is speed and drama.
Yeah.
I want to go back to 2 of 3 in the first round. 3 of 5 in the second
round.
3 of 5. 4 of 7 in the third and 4 of 7 in the finals.
2 of 3 was cheesy.
And I know what you're going to say. You're going to say, but it's a matter of money.
And the owners will never go back.
But what about this? You're only talking about ticket revenue money. That's all it is.
Right.
So you get your television partners, as people want to say,
to guarantee
the owner. You're only talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars, not even $1 million. You cover 4 games worth of ticket revenue.
The owners whole. I like everything you have suggested, except 2 of 3, which was cheesy.
2 of 3 is fun.
3 of 5 is the way to go.
Why do people like the NCAAs? Bang, one
see,
and done.
It's not the NCAAs.
Should be.
Appreciate the sports for what they are. Do you see an upset? First round.
No.
None?
Hello? None.
None?
None.
Can we come up with something? San Antonio can't beat Dallas?
All right, Northern Iowa.
Let's move to the NHL playoffs, please, where Tony's championship pick, the Washington Capitals, lost Game 1 to visiting Montreal in overtime last night.
How'd your Red Wings do? You picked them to win. They lost.
For the first time in 22 career playoff games, Alexander Ovechkin failed to put a single shot on goal. That caused Capitals coach Bruce Boudreau to say, quote, "They took him away pretty good, but I just didn't think he was very good tonight," close quote. Tony, do you think Ovi will respond well to his coach's observation?
I didn't think he would because he's the leading, you know, shot guy all year long and he didn't get any shots. But we talked to Barry Zvrluga today on the radio, who covers the Caps, knows the Caps well, and he says that Boudreau knows Ovechkin really well. He will respond because he's that kind of guy. He takes criticism well, and Boudreau needs his best player playing at his best in the playoffs.
This is
how you do it.
It was funny because here, of course, locally in Washington, people go, "Whoa, he called out his player."
He's done it all year.
Coaching.
But he's done it all year.
But then, you know, for 100 years until like the last 20 or so, the star player in whatever sport it was, maybe it was even Jim Brown, or maybe it was even, big stars, they had to take some criticism. Yeah. Now people walk so carefully. I think this is great by Boudreau to say to his best player, "Hey, 4 out of 7, let's get going here."
Do you know what
here.
People forget all the time that are fans of a certain team? They forget that the other team has coaches too.
Yeah.
That the other team watches film also.
Yes.
And this team has said, if we take Ovechkin out, we can beat them.
That's right.
So the Capitals just have to retool and make sure that other people can beat
1-1?
The Canadiens. No, they're going to win and the Penguins are going to win. They're going to win.
All right.
Details from the police investigation into the allegation of Ben Roethlisberger's sexual assault have begun to seep into the public discourse. There are accusations that Roethlisberger exposed himself to his accuser while in the bar, and accusations that his bodyguards blocked the accuser's friends from attempting to get to her. Given that these allegations are now public, do you think the suspension for Roethlisberger will grow?
Maybe so, Tony. That seems to be the mood of people when they hear this conversation, whether they engage in it or just listen. I didn't think that these details, whatever was in the police report, were going to be fun. I thought they were going to be unsavory. So I'm not, again, this, you know, my general nature.
You're not surprised.
Well, I think that people are stupidly naive when they're surprised about these things. I'm sorry, even when they are unsavory. But most people seem to think this will make the suspension grow, and I think you were of that mind as well.
I am, and I think that if this was a strategy by the league or by the Steelers, it's going to work very well.
You mean let it be leaked first?
Let it be leaked, let it get out there, wait a couple of weeks till after the draft to impose the punishment, because the public is going to read these and go, whoa, I didn't have any sense that it was this bad. And
right.
I think there will be a clamor growing that says... Not two, which is what I originally thought.
I thought four. Wait,
I think they can go as high as eight.
Wait a minute. Amani Toomer said eight games and you thought he was nuts.
But I think the public relations aspect of this stain seeping into the
public. We haven't heard the other side of this.
I don't know that we will.
Shouldn't we have to hear at least
I think it can go as high as eight. What do you think?
That just seems to me to be excessive. That seems to me. And you know, I thought suspension is not even necessary in this case. Right. I believe a behavior change is necessary. But do you only get that with a suspension now? Is that what we are in
what
the culture?
What you worry about if you're the commissioner of a sport, what David Stern worries about, what Bud Selig worries about, what Roger Goodell worries about, is that his labor force is going to be seen as thugs.
Yeah.
And that's the tipping point for
labor. Yeah, you said PR, and that's what we are largely talking about. Phil Jackson has been fined $35,000 for his comments the other day. Essentially, that the referees were letting Oklahoma City's Kevin Durant camp out at the foul line. And Phil said the refs were already treating Durant like a superstar. Durant shot back. Phil was disrespecting him. Tone, Phil and the league office do this dance every year about this time. So, is $35,000 about right for what he said?
Look, I understand the argument the league will make, and they will say that by criticizing referees in general like that, you criticize the integrity of the game. You are implying that the games can be fixed because they can put a guy on the foul line who doesn't belong there. I utterly reject the argument. It's just a psychological ploy by Phil Jackson who does it all the time. I don't think he should be fined at all. But if you don't want this, fine him $1 million.
Well, they're not going to do that.
Okay, then let it go.
But every spring, especially when Phil and Riley would be in there going against each other, we get to May.
It's like daffodils coming up. It happens all the time.
You mentioned something that I am struck by here. And you can fine coaches for this, because it's within the rules. It states very clearly, and the players have been fined. Kevin Garnett said something similar, got $25,000 about talking about Durant. But it just seems like also a lazy thing. You know, in sort of a time where you worry about how your league is going to be perceived because of the Tim Donaghy situation, you don't want anybody going there. Well, you know what? Maybe you can't just find the messenger
refs
all the time.
Get better refs.
Or those guys have to be better or accountable.
College conferences do this. In basketball, they do it. In football, all leagues do this. They overprotect the referees in this regard.
Stop it.
This is gamesmanship that people like.
That's right.
Let us take a break. But coming up, LeBron James makes his PTI debut, and I smell Emmy.
For LeBron?
No.
And Jerry Jones apologizes for this viral video, but did he really need to?
We got to clean his desk up. I'm inhaling his towel. The NBA playoffs start tomorrow, and one of LeBron's marketing people has made a terrible mistake because here he is on PTI. Welcome, LeBron. Let's start with this. You have taken some flack lately for sitting out the final games of the season while healthy. What is your response to that?
I don't have a response to it. You know, we did a good job all year of, you know, trying to lock up the number one seed, lock up home court advantage. And, we was blessed on doing that early and guys got an opportunity to get some rest.
Did you feel it was really the right way to go when you saw Brandon Roy get hurt? Any of those late injuries, Boozer, Brandon Roy affect how you felt about it?
Well, absolutely. I mean, you know, you see guys like Boga go down. I was actually playing in the game when Chris Bosh went out for the rest of the season. And, you know, you just want to try to be as proactive as possible. You know, you can't control injuries. There's things that's going to happen. But when you can try to control them as much as possible by just, you know, working out. And if you got everything in place like we did, we was able to lock up everything. And, you know, me not playing was the best chance of me not being injured. And some of the other guys also who set out.
NBA playoffs start tomorrow. Of course, the NHL playoffs have just started. We did a story yesterday, LeBron, with one of the Capitals, and they had the best record in the regular season in the NHL, said it would be a complete failure because they're the best team if they don't win. You guys are the best team. You're going to be the MVP. Do you think this season would be a failure if you guys don't win at all?
Well, our goal is to win the NBA championship, and that's the only reason that we prepared ourselves this way. And that's the only reason we're here to play in the playoffs is to win an NBA championship. So I never look at a full season as a complete failure because guys continue to get better every year. You get a lot more experience, but it could be a disappointment because that's our only goal. Our short-term goal is to get better each game, get better each day, and don't take games for granted. But at the same time, we want to win an NBA championship, and that's the only reason that we prepared ourselves this way.
You've got the Bulls in the first round. Regardless of what Wilbon will tell you now, he wants the Bulls to win.
Stop.
He is a Bulls fan. He wants the Bulls to win.
LeBron Admit knows it, that already.
Joe Kim Noah annoys you, doesn't he?
No, he doesn't. Joe Kim Noah doesn't annoy me. You know, he's an energy guy on and off the court. But he does a great job for that team. He does a great job for that team, and we're looking forward to the challenge.
You're getting Shaq back. And we haven't seen Shaq on the court for a while, so I guess it's a two-part question. How long is it going to take for you guys to really incorporate Shaq back in the lineup? And is it possible? I know Shaq's going to kill me for this, but is it possible you guys are better against some teams with him not in there?
Well, I think to answer your first question, Mike, you know, Shaq is getting thrown right into the fire just like everybody else. You know, he's been out for 8 weeks, but he's getting started. He's going to be the starting center for us tomorrow. And we expect for him to play dominant. You know, he's been out a while, but at the same time, you know, it's not like, you know, he can lose his ball handling or he's going to lose his three-point shooting or his touch or anything like that. You know, he does a lot of work inside the paint. So it's like riding a bike. You never forget how to do that. To answer your second question, I don't think we're a better team without him. I think it's certain teams and it's certain styles that we can play because we have multiple places and multiple players. Where we can go small, we can go big, we can have Shaq in there with bigger guys. And if guys are really fast and you know, it's a mismatch, we feel, then we can bring guys in. But we are not a better team against certain teams without Shaq. We would love to be him, have him in the lineup no matter who we're playing.
LeBron, I've said on this show that I think that there's a fundamental flaw with Cleveland, and it is this, that for all the other good players that your team has, when Cleveland needs a basket, it seems to me they go to you all the time, and maybe they stand around and watch you and expect you to make that basket. Do you see that as a team flaw?
No, I think our number one team flaw is free throw shooting. You know, and that's something that we have to clean up because we are, you know, I'm one of the most attacking guys in our league. Shaq is an attacking guy. Antoine Jameson gets to the rim, and we have to step up and make our free throws. That's the number one flaw. I think it's a good point sometimes what you made, Tony, but at the same time, it's kind of the gift and the curse because I do make so many plays down the stretch. Our team look for me to make plays, but it's not always me making a play to score. It's me having an option of, you know, doing what's best for the team, and that's either scoring or giving it up to someone else.
One of those guys you can give it up to now joins you after the break, and that's Antoine Jameson. You guys had some pretty spirited playoff games against one another when he was with the Wizards, of course.
Yeah.
Now that you've got Antoine, did you think you'd be getting a guy from the Wizards who could help you as much as he has helped you so far?
No. Nobody from Cleveland, the fans, nobody ever thought we would even think about adding a guy from the Wizards. But Antoine Jameson is great, man. What he's brought to this team, another dimension to our team, which we haven't had in a while. A guy that can space the floor, can shoot the three ball, but could also post up. So he definitely helps us because we're a team that we need space. Guys need space. Shaq needs space. I need space. And guys like Antoine Jameson, Mo Williams, Anthony Parker, and so on, creates that space for guys like us.
We know you do not want to talk about free agency on the eve of the playoffs opening, but Dwayne Wade said the other day, and this is sort of a tangential point, he said the other day he's looking forward to being wooed. Do you have that need? Being recruited, being wooed?
I mean, for me, I'm not. I mean, right now, my main focus is on these playoffs. I think what's going to happen in the offseason is going to be it's pretty big for a lot of franchises, a lot of players. But right now, I'm so sold on, you know, what tomorrow brings because I've been looking forward to this day since Game 6 of the Eastern Conference Finals.
All right, I mean, I can't not ask this question, and I'll try and phrase it in an artful way. I think you're leaving. Wilbon thinks you're staying. Which one of us is the bigger dope?
Well, I think the one thing you guys got both right, okay? So, Tony, you think I'm leaving, and Mike thinks I'm staying. So, you both got the think part right. So I think, you think, we all think. So you got the think part right.
We think, therefore, we are. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, LeBron. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Tony. Thanks, Mike.
We're taking a break. When we come back, Ted Ginn Jr. gets shipped out west.
And what's the word for these green Vancouver fans? What is that? What is
that? I love that. I love that.
I know Vancouver's green. Steve Nash's hometown, green.
It's nice. They're dressed up. Ever seen Blue Man Group?
Yeah.
They sort of look like that.
I don't get it. I don't recycle
it. It is time to pound Wilbon with my superior vocabulary. Word up, reality. What's first?
Jerry Jones' apology for his remarks in that cell phone video was blank.
It was fantastical. It was literally fantastical. Jerry Jones made the case that he loves Bill Parcells, and to prove it, he said Bill Parcells isn't worth a flip, and he cursed. And he said, everybody knows that when I say that, it means I love the guy. That's ridiculous. It's fantastical.
It was unnecessary. I don't need to hear Jerry Jones apologizing for doing something he knew he was going to do when he went to bar in the first place. You know, you're going to rip a few people, you're going to throw back a few, you're going to say some stuff that you wouldn't say on television,
except
where this stuff shouldn't even be.
Except that everything is on television.
Well, so too bad. Then they have to close down all the bars in America. Completely, absolutely unnecessary.
Next.
In acquiring Ted Ginn Jr., the 49ers are getting blank.
They're getting leftovers. I know Miami bragged that when they used the 9th pick overall a few years back to get Ted Ginn, they didn't just get Ted Ginn, they got his whole family. Well, that coach is gone, and now with Brandon Marshall signing with the Dolphins, Ted Ginn is gone. He had 5 touchdown receptions in 3 seasons. And then what is that for the number 9 overall pick?
Not good enough, but you know what you can do? You can salvage your career when you go somewhere else, maybe further away from your relatives. Maybe everybody can't roll when you got to go 3,000 miles away to San Francisco. I think that's what's going to happen. The 49ers are getting faster. That may sound like an understatement, but you need speed. You need speed on the edges. Mike Singletary knows that this is a good move for the Niners.
Next.
You see Jerry Rice in the course yesterday, Tone. His opening round 83 was blank.
His opening round was inauspicious. I'd love to shoot 83, but I'm not trying out for the senior tour. I understand this is his tournament, so I'm sure he was nervous, so I cut him down to about an 80. But you're not going to make the cut in the pros with an 80. There's just a real difference between getting mulligans and giving putts and having to go out there under tournament conditions.
Let's go over the details here again.
Mm-hmm.
This wasn't a pro-am. This wasn't a deal with
this
three
a real tournament.
Football players went to,
right.
You know, Beth Page,
yeah.
Okay? This is a tournament,
oh,
and he shot 83.
That's good from 5 feet. That's
it's
good.
Admirable.
Really?
This is 83.
He's trying to be in the pros.
83, his first time out. He didn't even finish last. There was a guy who had been on the tour who finished
right.
below him.
Think Tiger
would
shoot 83.
Shoot, huh?
Next, I shoot 103. I'm not trying out. Next.
Green man at the Canucks game last night. The Vancouver fans in the green suits near the penalty box are blank.
They're awesome. And if this was a two-word game, it would be totally awesome. They're in these green suits right next to the penalty box. Look at that. Other guy from the other team's in the penalty box. They're climbing up and down like monkeys in trees. This is fabulous. I love this.
It's annoying.
Oh,
okay?
Stop.
They're just like
Grinch.
More mascots. They look like Grinches. They're annoying.
They're great.
They're just little green annoying people. And you would just hope for a second that a hockey player could take a stick and just go up against the glass and scare the daylights out. I'm not advocating violence.
They
oh, you think
jump
not?
Jump in the box with that guy and then climb all over his head.
They jump out of the box. That's annoying.
Great. That's it. The word for Wilbon, powder. You want some powder? Time for a break, but on the way, an F1 driver experiences some minor mechanical difficulties.
That's minor? And a mascot story I might actually get behind.
Sure, the mascot pulls that
like
dies.
That. That's after those little green people. Fall
I love
down.
The green people.
Fall down.
The green people are great.
And if not, get knocked down.
They are great. They're like salamanders. I like that. Welcome back to the PTI program. Okay, Wilbon, a ton of aces on the bump today, as the kids say. Which ace would you pay to see?
You serious?
Yeah.
Even NBA playoffs. What? Huh? Am I Oral Hershiser now? I pay to see CC Sabathia. He's the only one. Pay? Money?
Yeah.
CC Sabathia. I love watching CC Sabathia. I'm glad he's out of the Cubs division. I don't care if he's in the Yankees. I don't care what uniform he's pitching in. I pay to watch him.
You pay?
Yeah.
You wouldn't call a PR guy?
No, that would, that's what you would do.
I would, use, I would not pay. I would call.
You call Barry
guy.
Weinberg.
Or I would,
and then
he's
the Cardinals,
a traitor.
And then, I know, Barry's got a real position. You call him to see the Cardinals ace.
Yeah, see
to see Wayne Ryder Carpenter. And
Chris
then you'd ask for the good parking.
Yes, I
and
would.
You'd moan and
yes,
groan about yeah. how you're not going to come see it if you don't have the good parking.
And I would leave early because I'd want to beat the traffic home and I would use my baseball writer's card. Of all of the people out there, there are two that I would, and I would pay to see Sabathia because big guy. And I remember what he did with Milwaukee when he carried the team on
his
back. But I would pay to see Greinke because he's younger than most of the others in terms of being in the league, and he's from far away from me, so I haven't seen him that much.
Far away from you?
Yeah, I'm in Washington.
He's from Guam?
He's in Kansas City. And I would
Kansas City? Far away?
I'll tell you what's far away. San Francisco.
850 miles.
I pay to see Lincecum because he's like a skinny little freak, and yet he's got great stuff. And he's got long hair. He looks sort of cool, so I'd pay to see Lincecum. I mean, pay.
I do want to restate. You're not paying to see anybody.
I said
you're not doing it anymore.
Do you know who I would pay to see?
Who
honestly,
would you pay to see? Who?
Pedro. And somebody should pick up Pedro and throw him out there. And I'd pay to see. Pedro.
Is there senior baseball?
I'd pay to see. Oh, he wasn't good last year. Really? One minute
all
left.
Right.
Let's go to the big finish.
Let's do it.
David Ortiz being sued by your boy Jay-Z for allegedly stealing the name of Jay-Z's nightclub. Your thoughts?
You can't just take 40-40 and just, you can't just borrow it. Jay-Z's got a franchise out there. No, you can't. Stop. Brandon Roy had surgery on his knee, officially out for the first round of the playoffs. Are the Blazers done?
Yes, they are.
Can't beat Phoenix
it's
without
another
him.
Injured Blazer. The NBA projecting a higher salary cap than expected for next year. Big deal?
Yeah, if you're the union, you said to the owner, shut up crying poor. Enough already. Andre Ethier of the Dodgers had his 10th walk-off hit in the last three seasons. Explain that.
Can't. It's inexplicable. It turns science into alchemy. Doesn't work. Jorge Cantu of the Marlins has a hit and an RBI in 14 straight games. You impressed?
Yes. It goes back to last season. I think you should be impressed. RadarOnline.com, whatever that is, reports that Kim Kardashian spotted having a romantic meal in Spain with soccer star Cristiano Ronaldo. Good match.
Didn't she the one married to Lamar Odom?
No, that's her sister, you dope.
Last one, all seven games in the NHL playoffs have been decided by one goal. Any blowouts tonight?
Penguins and Sharks better win big.
We're out of time. We'll try and do better the next time. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
Even up those series. I'm Mike Wilbon. Have a great weekend, knuckleheads. Check out the podcast on iTunes. Back to
Jerry Rice, go to the driving range.
BTI.